had something happen last week that kind of encouraged me, and I thought I would share it with everybody. We were singing last Sunday in French Lick, and there was this young man sitting in third or fourth row back, and I thought I recognized him. He was sitting there by himself, no family around, all himself. And about halfway through the service, I thought, well, this is Alex. And I got to thinking about, you all know Alex, and he came to the church, just a young little boy, kind of a nuisance, really. He was loud, obnoxious, wasn't used to being in church. We tuck him in our arms, and I remember Wilma being patient with him, Stanley out there chasing the little laser light around. And we all just tuck him under our arms, you know. And I was thinking the last Sunday that I seen Beth and Rodney and how she had him, you know, he was sitting under her arms, loving him just like her own children. And here he is. I know he hasn't been in this church, and I hadn't seen him for several years, and here he is in church. He didn't know I was going to be there, but he's, you know, I was just thinking of the influence that we have. We don't know the influence that we have out there, and I just thought you all would be encouraged to know that he's there holding his Bible, looked like a really, you know, just quiet, looked like a good young man. And I was thankful. That encouraged me this week. You know, sometimes this life throws things our way that, you know, I'm thankful that God is with us in the good times and in the bad. But sometimes it's in the low times and the bad times that we need him the most, that he means so very much to us. And it's been a tough, the last couple of years for me, it's been very hard. It's been kind of tough. And there's times when I have to, you know, sit down and really had a pity party for myself, thinking, Lord, you know, I'm trying to do the best I can for you. What, you know, what can we do? You know, the Bible, we have been taught from youth to trust and obey. Don't why worry when you can pray? But sometimes these worries get so hard that it's hard. It's like, Lord, I'm trying not to worry. But, you know, I come to the point I was reading in the Bible where, you know, when Moses was coming out, was leading the children of Israel, they got to murmur and got to complain. And, you know, God got pretty upset at him. And he said, I give you this freedom. You was in bondage, and you're let out. And, you know, I got to thinking what all God has done for me. And I was so encouraged, you know, from that point. You know, I still have things to face, but yet, you know, there's a time when troubles come our way that we can get so in tune with him that we can be sheltered under his love and under his arms. You know, this life is so fickle sometimes. And I know there will come a time when I breathe my final breath, and I know that I can be sheltered in his arms, even in this time. And I'm thankful, and it's all because of the hope that we have that he's given us in this salvation. I feel the touch of hands so kind and tender. They're leading me in the paths that I must trod. I'll have no fear, for Jesus walks beside me. For I'm sheltered in the arms of God. So let the storms rage high, the storm or clouds rise, they don't worry me, for I'm sheltered safe within the arms of God. He walks with me, and not of earth can harm me. For I'm sheltered in the arms of God. Soon I shall the call from heaven's portals. Come home, my child, it's the last mile you must trod. I'll fall asleep and wake in heavy sorrow.
Yeah.